The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeets.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
From Pennsylvania Avenue to Main Street, Scott Inez tackles the hot topics like only he can. It's time for Inez Says.
Hey there, I welcome you back to the Inez Says Podcast. I am Scott Inez. Thanks for climbing aboard today. You can find the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, right there on the front page of the WDBO app and WDBO.com. And I invite you to join me for Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez every weekday morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. Well, as we broadcast on this Monday morning, April 8th, we had breaking news this morning. Former President Donald J. Trump unveiling his position on the controversial topic of abortion. Now, I can tell you that I've been going through this announcement, and it is nuanced to say the least. But the bottom line is this: the former president declining to endorse a federal abortion ban today, saying that the issue should be left up to the states. This despite an urging from pro-life groups that he should back a national restriction. The former president has sent mixed signals on the issue for months now as he tries to maneuver a very, very prickly political topic. Because you look at the numbers, the same numbers that Trump is looking at, and while his statement is nuanced, the numbers are not. Nearly 3/4 of Americans back legal access to medical abortion. That is according to a recent poll. 72% of those surveyed back allowing women access to an abortion pill. And according to Gallup, as of last year, 51% of Americans say abortion should be legal. 61% say that overturning Roe v. Wade last year was a, quote, bad thing. So here's the former president in part on Truth Social on Monday. Go.
Many people have asked me what my position is on abortion and abortion rights, especially since I was proudly the person responsible for the ending of something that all legal scholars, both sides, wanted and, in fact, demanded be ended. Roe v. Wade. They wanted it ended. It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the 9th month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is. The baby is born, the baby is executed after birth, is unacceptable, and almost everyone agrees with that. My view is now that we have abortion where everybody wanted it from a legal standpoint, the states will determine by vote or legislation or perhaps both, and whatever they decide must be the law of the land. In this case, the law of the state. Many states will be different. Many will have a different number of weeks, or some will have more conservative than others, and that's what they will be. At the end of the day, this is all about the will of the people. You must follow your heart, or in many cases, your religion or your faith. Do what's right for your family and do what's right for yourself. Do what's right for your children. Do what's right for our country and vote. So important to vote. At the end of the day, it's all about will of the people. That's where we are right now, and that's what we want, the will of the people.
Again, former President Donald Trump on Truth Social. We'll hear more from him coming up. But obviously, Democrats believe that abortion can be the topic that wins them several races this November, including the presidency. Heck, even Florida Democrats are seizing on the state Supreme Court's decision now on abortion to allow the topic to be on the ballot this November. The ruling follows recent victories for Democrats on abortion in other red states, like the state of Alabama. So Democrats, even with a horrendous candidate like Joe Biden, feel as if abortion is the way to win the White House in many of these down ballot seats this fall. And Democrats here in the state of Florida also say that decision to put abortion on the ballot will certainly boost Representative Debbie McCarthy Powell in what is expected to be a challenging bid now to oust the incumbent, the Republican Senator Rick Scott, in a state, by the way, that no Democrat has won statewide since 2018. So this is one of the reasons why Donald Trump made the announcement he made on Monday morning. Here's more of the former president.
This 50-year battle over Roe v. Wade took it out of the federal hands and brought it into the hearts, minds, and vote of the people in each state. It was really something. Now it's up to the states to do the right thing. Like Ronald Reagan, I am strongly in favor of exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. You must follow your heart on this issue, but remember, you must also win elections to restore our culture and, in fact, to save our country, which is currently, and very sadly, a nation in decline. Our nation needs help. It needs unity. It needs us all to work closely together. Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, everyone, we have to work together. We have to bring our nation back from the brink, and that's where it is. It's at the brink, and we will. We will do it. I promise you, we will do it. Always go by your heart, but we must win. We have to win. We are a failing nation, but we can be a failing nation no longer. We will make our nation great. We will make our nation greater than ever before.
So what's going on here with the former president? Well, obviously, Donald Trump is trying to outfox the foxes here. That's what's happening here. He wants to try to get ahead of the Democrats when it comes to abortion. Is it a political gamble? You know, it's a bit of a gamble, but it's very calculated. What he's trying to do is thread the political needle here and say, hey, look, I am not for abortion unless it's rape or incest. I am pro-life. But let's put it into the hands of the American people to decide. Now, is he going to tick off the evangelical base of his party? Yeah. But my guess is that he feels that they will come back to him because, quite frankly, there's nowhere else to go. And what you're looking at here is a Donald Trump and most of the GOP now sick and tired of losing elections where Democrats throw abortion into the faces of Republicans and win. In the past, Trump, again, very pro-life, but now it appears he is softening on this topic, putting it into the hands of the American people. This, no doubt, is political expediency. There's no question about that. At the end of the day, it's all about the will of the American people, says the former president. And by the way, Trump explicitly affirmed his support for in vitro fertilization. He emphasized his support for states determining their own laws for abortion, so long as there are exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. Trump saying that great love and compassion must be shown when thinking about the subject of life, but at the same time, he says we must use common sense in realizing that we have an obligation to the salvation of our nation. What are my thoughts about what Trump is trying to do here? Look, you guys know I am very, very much pro-life. This is one of the reasons why I could never be a politician. I think these polls that we're seeing about abortion right now here in the U.S. underline how far we as a nation have slipped in terms of our regard for human life, or as the Dems love to label it, reproductive rights. There's nothing rightful about the murdering of millions upon millions of babies, human beings, since Roe v. Wade took hold in 1973, and to me, the measure of a society is taken by how well we take care of the most vulnerable amongst us. So I do believe that we have fallen in this country into a culture of death instead of a culture of life, and it's being disguised as reproductive rights. Abortion to me is evil. So I don't like what Donald Trump is doing, but I certainly understand what he's trying to do politically here. He's trying to sleep with the devil to win an election. That's what he's trying to do here. It's political practicality. Will the strategy work? Will Trump outfox the foxes? Will the strategy work? That remains to be seen. That's going to do it for the Inez Says podcast. Join me on the radio every single weekday morning, Orlando's Morning News with Scott Inez, 5 to 9 a.m. on WDBO 107.3 FM and AM 580. I'll see you next time.